Hey there, this is Ryan on season 2, episode 22 of No Code, No Problem slash Builders. Today's episode is brought to you by V1, the fastest and easiest way to build mobile apps and now automations without writing a single line of code. They just launched their new automation builder. I highly encourage you to go check it out. It is one of the best on the market. They have a ton of integrations and it works seamlessly with their mobile app builder. So if you're looking to build your V1, make sure to go check out yourv1.com. Today's episode is all about one of the best internal tool builders in the game, retool.com. They are an incredible tool. I previously had Chris on, who is a developer evangelist at Retool. He's doing some amazing work there. But I'd love to just touch on Retool, what they do, and how powerful they really are. So whenever you first create an account on Retool, they ask you to connect to anything. And what that means is you can connect to pretty much any database or anything with a REST, GraphQL, or a gRPC API. And then they empower you to work with all of your data sources seamlessly in one app. So your data is always stored by you, but when a query is run, the Retool backend proxies that request to your backend. So they don't store any of the data, and so you don't have to worry about those types of things. Now, whenever you're talking about integrations, they have all of the things that you need. So AWS, Redshift, they have Cassandra, DynamoDB, Mongo, SQL, all of the things that you need. And those are all just the databases. Then they have API integrations with Asana and Basecamp, Firebase, GitHub, Jira, all of the things that you may use as a database, Google Sheets, Slack, all of those things. So really well covered in terms of just integrations across the board. And that's really good to have whenever you're working with a tool, especially whenever you're trying to build those types of internal tools. And the data may be stored in other places. Like I know personally, we store a lot of data in our Notion and in our ClickUp account. So this would be great. Next, they allow you to deploy and share securely. So once you're building, you can do that. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. But to start, I'd love to start with the pricing. So there is a free plan, $0 per user per month. There is a team plan, which is $10 per user per month. And then the business plan, which is $50 per user per month. And that's all cloud. So they host it for you. They're self-hosted. They remove the $50 per month or per user per month plan. And so that goes down a little bit. In terms of actually building things out, really getting into the building now, I know the product is typically built for developers. And what I mean by that is, like, if you're a developer and you have experience, it becomes a lot easier for you. They do have a complete set of powerful building blocks. So all internal tools are made up of the building blocks: tables, lists, charts, forms, wizards, maps, and a few others. And they provide those blocks out of the box so you can spend your time assembling the UI, not inventing it from scratch. So instead of hunting down the best React table library, you can put together your app in a few minutes by dragging and dropping. So as I mentioned there, React, if you have experience with React, Retool becomes so much easier for you to use. You could almost consider it like a low-code solution. Now, you're probably asking yourself, okay, so I have a general idea of what I could build or what I could possibly want to build. What have other people built? So they do have a template library, Postgres, SQL, Mongo, admin panels, customer CRMs, Stripe refund tools, charts, a lot of different admin panels, file explorers, PR dashboard, success panels, support tools, image annotator, that's a pretty cool one, inventory management, machine learning image labeler, a lot of stuff. So interactive map of the United States, Salesforce trial manager, repo comparison, GitHub repo comparison to be exact. Anything that you could possibly want, they pretty much already have a template for, which is pretty amazing. So if you know you don't have that, say, React experience and you're trying to come into it semi-blindly, there are these base templates that you can work from and get connected, and maybe it just goes, maybe you don't build it, but maybe you hire somebody on Upwork and it becomes that much cheaper and more cost effective for you to do something like this, which makes total sense, and a lot of people do it. Back to the deploying and sharing securely. Retool does come with security, reliability, and permissioning built in, so you don't have to worry about any of those things. You can host on-premise, so you can host Retool on-premise behind your own VPN, or you know, revision history via Git. So sync Retool apps to a Git repo, so you can manage Retool apps as code and choose whatever version is deployed in a nice GUI. So they have a lot of things. They are loved by developers. I've seen this personally on Twitter. I've gone through and I've searched at Retool, and honestly, the community raves for them. They're like one of the most incredible tools out there, and they're used by so many people like Amazon, DoorDash, Hopin, NBC, Pinterest, Mercedes, Volvo, Coinbase, just to name like 15. we can include like another, you know, I'm sure 1,000 customers in there of like notable people that you've heard of that trust Retool for all of their internal tools, enabling these people to build remarkably fast. And this all comes back to, you know, what are you getting your most, arguably your most valuable W-2 employees to be doing, right? So I would argue that software engineers or software developers are the most valuable W-2 employee on the planet as of right now, in terms of like building the future. And do you want them to be heads down focused on product, building out features, refining the product, or do you want them building internal tools? The reality is their time is best spent not worrying about internal tools and finding those React libraries and actually taking that time and putting it towards the vision of what you're trying to build. So I definitely recommend checking out retool.com. I will have a link in the description. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out, and I'll make sure that that you get connected with them. So thanks again, everyone, for listening to No Code, No Problem, and I'll see you next time.